best words for this church to enter. One person, they will greet you, God is good.
神很美好.
And you will say, His love endure forever.
你就说他的爱永远长存.
Then you can come in.
那你就可以进来.
I'm just kidding. 与世上任何宗教来比较,
Compared to all major world religions,
基督教的创立者耶稣基督是唯一死了又复活的一位。
Jesus Christ is the only one stand alone regarding rose from the dead.
孔子死了没有复活。
Confucius died and did not resurrect.
佛祖释迦牟尼也死了也没有复活。
Buddha also died and did not resurrect.
穆罕默德死了也没有复活。
Muhammad also died and never resurrected.
可是耶稣基督被钉死了被埋葬了第三天后却从死里复活。
But Jesus Christ died on the cross, been buried and resurrected on the third day.
他复活以后有40天之久向门徒们显现。
After his resurrection, he showed his disciples in 40 days.
有一次向500个人显现。
One time he showed in front of 500 people.
所以耶稣基督是真的复活了。
Jesus Christ truly resurrected.
你有没有想过基督教很奇怪的?
Have you thought of this very interesting element here?
基督教有一个节叫做复活节。
We have a day called the Easter Sunday.
就是庆祝我们的耶稣基督从死里复活。
Celebrate the day of Christ's resurrection.
每一个宗教的教主都有他的生日跟他的忌日死去的日子。
Other religion leaders, they have celebration of their birthday and the date of their burial.
Remember, yeah. 但是 基督教是有生日,还有死的日子,还有复活的日子。
By Christianity, we celebrate Jesus' birth, death, and resurrection.
今天早上我们要从神的话语来看耶稣的复活。
This morning, we're going to look at the scripture to learn about Jesus' resurrection.
我们让圣经的话来说,来告诉我们证据他是真的复活了。
We'll learn from the Bible how he and when resurrected.
我们从刚才所读的这段经文,约翰福音第19章38节到
In John chapter 19, 38 through chapter 20 and 10.
如果你有圣经，你就翻到那好吗？
Do you have the Bible? Turn there.
其实我们没有这个打出来是好的，不然大家都不带圣经。
This is a good incident because I like you to bring your Bible.
你有 iPhone, iPad, 什么都可以拿出来，没有关系。
Or if you have technology to help you with scripture, help yourself.
Technology. 我们从今天的经文首先看到耶稣确实是死了。This
scripture shows us that Jesus had died.
那些人不相信耶稣从死里复活的人说,
People that did not believe that he died said,
他说他根本没有死嘛。
He did not really die.
耶稣只是昏过去了。
He only passed out.
耶稣就是休克了。
He just kind of in a coma.
后来他们拿到坟墓里面，他就醒过来了。And
when they brought him to the cave to bury, he woke up.
所以他就没有死。
That's why he did not really die.
他根本没有复活,
he did not really resurrect.
因为他根本还没死,
because he did not die.
我们来看看这个证据吧。
And if you look at the evidence,
那这边经文写得很清楚,
in the scripture, it's very clear.
在十字架旁的兵丁就提出没有偏见的看法，说耶稣已经死了。
Looking by the Roman soldier, they have looked and see that he really had died.
约翰福音第19章32到33节,
in the Scripture of John 19:32-33.
于是兵丁来把头一个人的腿，并耶稣同定第二个人的腿都打断了，只是来到耶稣那里，见他已经死了，就不打断他的腿。John
19:32-33. The soldiers therefore came and broke the legs of the first man who had been crucified with Jesus, and then those of the other. But when they came to Jesus and found that he was already dead, they did not break his legs.
我从这边看去, 大家在看不同的圣经。
And here I see everybody looking at their scripture in different manners.
真是很有意思。
It's very interesting.
有人是那种圣经在pocket的, 是那种电子圣经。
We have electronic Bible.
有人是传统的圣经。
Or your traditional book Bible.
有人是iPhone圣经。
iPhone Bible.
太好了。
That's so great.
所以我觉得我们以后还是不要打出来，还是大家带圣经。
So I think it's good that we just don't have the PowerPoint.
Yeah, 不然的话大家都不带圣经，就是往上看而已。
Otherwise, you'd be lazy about bringing your own Bible.
我们就看到说这边这个兵丁就确认耶稣已经死了。
Hear from the Roman soldier's testimony that Jesus truly died.
更进一步的就是说，我们看到在三十四节这边说，唯有一个兵拿枪砸他的肋旁，随即有水和血流出来。
John 19:34. Instead, one of the soldiers pierced Jesus' side with a spear, bringing a sudden flow of blood and water.
那个就是深红色的血球跟血浆的分离。
That is the separation of the blood cells.
在医学上来讲，就是一个人的心脏破裂、衰竭以后，就他的血浆跟血球会分离。
In medical terms, when the heart failure happened, the separation of the blood and semen just happened right there.
所以耶稣其实是心脏衰竭就死掉了。
So Jesus died due to heart failure.
当然是有很多的痛，最后加到这个上面。
Due to all the anguish and pain that he suffered.
然后约翰他自己也站在那里。
And John was there to witness.
他就说，看见这事的那人就做见证。他的见证也是真实的。
The one who has seen this and witnessed, and his witness is true.
并且他知道自己所说的是真的，叫你们可以信。
And he knows that what he witnessed is true, so that you may believe.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
当耶稣死的时候，约翰在那里。
When Jesus died, John was there.
所以他亲眼看到耶稣死掉。
He saw it with his own eyes.
另外，我们再看耶稣确实死的程序上的证据，就是他们怎么样来埋葬他。
In the procedure of how Jesus died, we can look at the scripture, how they bury him.
第十九章三十八到四十节说，有亚利马太人约瑟是耶稣的门徒，只因怕犹太人，就暗暗的做门徒。他来求比拉多要把耶稣的身体领去，比拉多允准，就把耶稣的身体领去了。又有尼哥底母，就是先前夜里来见耶稣的，带着没药和沉香约有一百斤前来。他们就照犹太人殡葬的规矩，把耶稣的身体用细麻布加上香料裹好了。
John 19:38-40. Later, Joseph of Arimathea asked Pilate for the body of Jesus. Now Joseph was a disciple of Jesus, but secretly because he feared the Jews. With Pilate's permission, he came and took the body away.He was accompanied by Nicodemus, the man who earlier had visited Jesus at night. Nicodemus brought a mixture of myrrh and aloe, about 75 pounds. Taking Jesus' body, the two of them wrapped it with the spices in strips of linen. This was in accordance with Jewish burial customs.
这些人，约瑟跟尼哥底母都是耶稣的好朋友。
Joseph and Nicodemus, they were Jesus' good friends.
他们是耶稣的秘密门徒。
They were their secret disciples.
因为他很害怕，所以不敢让他知道他是耶稣的门徒。
They were fearful of Jewish leaders, so they become disciples secretly.
但是耶稣有难的时候，他们就来帮他。
But when Jesus was in trouble or in need, they came and helped him.
如果他们知道耶稣还活的话，
If they knew that Jesus was still alive,
他们一定会救他。
They would revitalize him.
如果你是耶稣的门徒，你会不会救他？
If you were Jesus' disciple at that moment, wouldn't you help him?
不会再把他包起来，用香料裹了就埋起来了。
You wouldn't wrap him up with linen with spices.
所以耶稣真的是死了。
So Jesus truly died.
如果没有死的话，他的朋友不会这样做。
If he did not die, his friends wouldn't have treated him that way.
第二个，耶稣确定是死的，我们就看到坟墓是沉默的。
Secondly, we can see Jesus really died due to the silence in the tomb.
在坟墓里面什么动静都没有。
There was no action in the tomb.
第一个，我们看到坟墓是被封了。
First, we know that it was sealed up.
请问大家，圣经上告诉我们，你读过的那个坟墓是被什么封起来了？
If you have read the scripture, you know how the tomb was sealed.
是一个大石头封住了。
It was a gigantic rock.
那种石头非常的大。
Those rocks are heavy and big.
通常大概有一吨，一个 one ton 那么重。
Worth one ton.
那个石头不但被封住了。
The rock covered the opening.
那些法利赛人还不放心。
The Pharisees were still concerned.
他们就去跟那个比拉多讲。
They went to the leaders.
他说，大人啊，我们记得那诱惑人的还活着的时候说，三日后我要复活。因此请你吩咐人把坟墓把守妥当，直到第三日，恐怕他的门徒来把他偷了去，就告诉百姓说他从那死里复活了，这样那幕后的迷惑比先前更厉害了。
They were concerned that his disciple will come and tell stories, so please have someone to really seal it up real good.
米拉多说, 你们有看守兵,
so find your soldiers and put guards in front of the tomb.
所以这些法利善人他们就把坟墓都封起来,
so the Pharisees really sealed up the tomb.
还派兵丁去看守,
and have soldiers guarding the tomb.
你说牧师这个怎么个封法?
So how do you really seal it up?
他们通常封条是一条绳子所组成啊,
so there's a strong cord.
在石头的两边最宽的地方有一个绳子把它封起来,
opposite sides of this big stone.
两边都用粘土粘起来,
and there are more clay and adhesive elements to secure the cords.
如果有任何人打断这个绳子,
if anyone break the cord,
他就是造反，是反对罗马政府,
then they will be called rebellious.
那他会得到严厉的处置,
then there will be strong punishments.
那个犹太的领袖们他为什么要这样做呢?
Why did the Jewish leader want to do this?
他放一个绳子在那里,
if they put a rope,
那些兵丁也不能打开,
the soldiers that who guards them cannot open it.
然后兵丁也在那里,
and soldiers are there.
没有任何人能来偷耶稣的身体,
so there's nobody who can come and steal the tomb.
所以照理说是没有办法的,
there's no way.
第三个我们看到的证据是,
number three,
耶稣不在坟墓里面,
the evidence is that Jesus was not in the tomb.
时间是在礼拜天的早上,
on Sunday morning.
地点就是在法利赛人用了很多方法把它把守妥当的那个坟墓,
at where they have guarded very securely the tomb.
我们现在要来细细地看复活的证据了,
we can see the evidence of resurrection.
我们现在发现在那天早上,
we know that morning,
封条被打断了,
the cord was broken,
石头被滚开了,
the rock got rolled away,
坟墓是空的,
and the tomb was empty.
我就想问大家一个问题,
so I want to ask the brothers and sisters,
如果有一天,
if one day,
你去看你的亲人的坟墓,
if you go to your beloved tomb,
然后你发现,
and you found out,
那个坟墓都被打开, 被挖起来了,
the tomb was opened up,
棺材也被打开了,
and everything was open,
coffin is open, 然后你的亲人不在里面,
and your loved one is not there.
你觉得怎么样?
How would you feel?
我现在要大家想一想,
so I'd like you to think about this.
很多人都觉得说, 哎呀, 门徒没有信心,
you're thinking that the disciples did not have faith.
他们就看到耶稣空坟墓, 他们应该很高兴啊,
when they see the empty tomb, they should be excited.
我举例好了,
let me give you an example.
我的岳母葬在 Hilltop.
My mother-in-law buried at Hilltop.
好了,我去那边看她的墓,给她送花.
I bring flowers there.
哎呀,突然看到她墓打开了,
and if I see the tomb open,
她那个ash的也没有了,
and the ash can disappear.
那我应该怎么说?
What should I say?
Hallelujah, 赞美主!
Hallelujah, praise the Lord!
我的岳母复活了!
My mother-in-law resurrected.
还是说,哎呦,妈妈咪啊!
Oh, it's a mamma mia.
我应该打电话给警察。
I should call the police.
有人来盗墓。
Some people stole the tomb.
弟兄姊妹们,
brother and sisters,
我特别要讲这个,
I want to tell you this.
不是每一个人看到空坟墓都认为耶稣是复活的。
Not everyone who see an empty tomb believe resurrection.
Amen. 也不是每一个人看到空坟墓都很开心。
Not everyone see empty tomb are excited.
其实是很可怕的事。
It's actually a scary event.
因为我们不太相信复活。
Because we don't quite believe resurrection.
我们只相信那个死人不知道跑哪去了。
We just concerned about where the dead body
goes. Amen. 有没有你们现在跟牧师可以在一个 same page了, 对不对? 你看到一个空坟墓,你并不会认为是复活了。
If you see an empty tomb, you wouldn't be thinking about the resurrection.
你会有很多的解释。
You have other explanations.
那时候就是这样子。
And it was like that back
then. 所以我们现在看到耶稣的坟墓的石头被拿开了。
So when you see Jesus' tomb, the rock got rolled away.
你们多少人有去过 Holy Land的举手?
How many been to the Holy Land?
有去过耶路撒冷的举手?
To Jerusalem?
每次都一个人举手而已。 如果将来我们将来牧师带你们去 Holy Land,
maybe someday the pastor will bring us there.
In near future, 不要Sunday了, Sunday too long. 那你到耶路撒冷的时候，你可以看到有一个地方就是传说中耶稣的坟墓。
in Jerusalem, they have a place that they claim that it was where Jesus' tomb was located.
The
Jewish tombs are different from us Chinese.
我们这边的坟墓都是平的在地上。
It's flat on the ground.
我觉得平的在地上比较不可怕。
I think that kind of
flat
ground level
is better.
Type is not as scary. It's better.
在台湾的坟墓好可怕。
In Taiwan's tomb is scary looking.
它都是站起来的，一个一个都在那边。 然后晚上你一去看话，他们好像都在跟你说 hello.
And if you are there at night, they look like they are saying hi to you.
好可怕.
Looks scary.
There are thousands, 有几千几万个.
Yeah, there are thousands of these tombs on a hill.
但是犹太人的坟墓不太一样.
So it's different than the Jewish tombs.
他们是在一个坑，在一个穴，一个洞里面.
They're inside caves.
那主耶稣埋在里就在一个洞里面.
When Jesus was buried, it was in a cave.
它外面有一个石头.
Outside was a big rock.
所以我觉得看起来不是那么可怕.
So it's less scary looking.
但是我们现在看到.
But we see.
那个耶稣的坟墓的石头被移开了.
Jesus' rock got rolled away.
然后那个被封条也拿掉了.
That cord got broken.
那这个 石头是被谁打开的呢?
So who rolled away the stone?
在七日的第一日的时候，莫大拉的玛利亚就到坟墓里去，她就看到石头被打开了。
So when Maria, the first one who went to the tomb, she saw the stone got rolled away.
如果你看到耶稣的这个坟墓的石头被移开了，
When you see Jesus' stone got rolled away,
你觉得有什么可能是谁把它打开的？
What would you think had happened?
我们讨论一下吧。
Let's discuss this.
这边的人，你觉得如果你是第一现场的， 莫大拉玛利亚到那，你看到石头被打开了，耶稣的坟墓的石头被移开，你认为是谁把它打开的？ 一顿重啊，很重的， very heavy.
If you were Mary, the first person witnessed the roll got the stone got rolled away from the tomb, what would be your first assumption?
What do you think, Muda? Yeah, I know. What kind of people? John, what's your opinion? The Jews, huh? The Jews. How about Dan? What's your opinion? Evil people, okay. 这边的人，你们的意见怎么样？ 如果你去那边看到耶稣的坟墓的石头被移开， 你觉得谁会把它移开？ 那么重。
Who rolled away that huge stone?
哎，对，可能是 soldiers， 这是可能，因为他们在旁边嘛 ，right？ 还有呢？还有耶稣的门徒啊，这两个都答了对。
So it could be the soldier or the disciples.
那我再问大家。So
let me ask you
那个兵丁他们敢把那石头打开吗？
Would the soldier have the guts to roll away the stone？
我们现在在做这个侦探啊，福尔摩斯侦探，我们来看谁，因为他上面上了封条，对不对？
Because there is the seal.
那个封条就是讲到政府所讲的事，就盖了章，谁敢动这个，将来要处分的。
Yeah, it's authority from the officials that you're not supposed to touch it. So you think the soldier will have the nerve to move that?
所以 soldier 不会拿。
So it would not be the soldiers.
那第二个可能是门徒了。
It could be the disciples.
问题是门徒怎么能够把它打开呢？ 因为那个兵丁都在那里。
So how could the disciples do it? Because there are soldiers guarding the tomb.
但是马太福音28章2节告诉我们，
Matthew 28
verse 2. 忽然地大震动，因为有主的使者从天上下来，把石头滚开，坐在上面。
There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it.
所以是谁把这个主耶稣坟墓石头打开的？
So based on scripture, who rolled away the stone?
Angel used the earthquake.
天使用地震。
When angel show up, 就有 earthquake.
有天使出现就有地震。
What the earthquake occurred, 天使就 show up.
Or vice versa.
然后我们看到一个空的坟墓。
And we see an empty tomb.
当石头打开以后，
When the stone will roll away,
就看到一个空坟墓。
We see an empty tomb.
这边说，莫大拉的玛利亚就跑来见西门彼得和耶稣所爱的那个门徒，对他们说：“有人把主从坟墓里挪去，我们不知道放在哪里。”彼得就和那门徒就出来往坟墓那里去，两个人用跑的啊。 一同跑，那个门徒比彼得跑得更快，先到了坟墓。
Okay, John 24. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in the strips of linens lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter, who was behind him, So they went to and found an empty tomb.
我们现在要来问的是谁把耶稣的尸体偷走了
？So who moved the body?
有两种可能。
There are two possibilities.
两种可能来推断为什么坟墓是空的。
Why is it empty?
耶稣的尸体是被人运走了。
It could be moved by somebody.
有两种人会偷耶稣的尸体。
And they could be two different kind of people who move the body.
一种是耶稣的最好的朋友。
One is Jesus' best friend.
另外是耶稣的敌人。
One is Jesus' enemy.
我们来看看耶稣的，假如是耶稣的敌人把，主耶稣的尸体偷去的话。
If it was Jesus' enemy.
他们为什么要偷耶稣的尸体呢？
Why do they want to steal the body?
我就想问大家这个问题。
So I want to ask you this question.
主耶稣的敌人有必要偷他的身体吗？
Do you think Jesus' enemy have the need to get the body?
如果他们真的把他偷去的话，
If they really stole the body,
然后那些门徒都在讲说耶稣复活了，
And the disciples said Jesus has resurrected.
所以他们最简单做了一件事情，就把耶稣的尸体拿出来就好了。
So to simplify, it's just to show Jesus' body.
是不是这样子？
Is it like this?
我们现在讲 logic 嘛，对不对？所以他们不会偷他的尸体。
So the enemies would not.
另外一个可能就是耶稣的门徒最爱他的人把他尸体偷走了。
Then the other possibility is Jesus' disciple that has stole the body.
你们觉得有没有可能？
Do you think that's possible?
大概有可能。
Maybe.
因为他们很爱他。
Because they love him very much.
但是他们怎么样能够把那个石头滚开呢？
But how do they move the rock?
他们怎么样能够骗过这些兵丁呢？
And conquer the soldiers.
还有更重要的一点。
Most importantly,
后来这些门徒都出去传说耶稣是复活的。
The disciples went out and proclaimed that Jesus had resurrected.
而且他们为他们所传的付上生命的代价。
And they proclaimed by sacrificing their lives.
如果耶稣根本没有复活，
If Jesus did not resurrect,
他们不可能这样牺牲。
They wouldn't have do this.
Amen.你不会为一个谎言来牺牲的。
You wouldn't die for a lie.
所以这是不可能的事情。
That's impossible.
唯一的解释。
The only explanation.
就是天使把石头打开。
That the angels roll away the stone.
神的大能让耶稣从死里复活。
God's almighty power resurrect the body of Christ.
然后下面还有一个证据。
And the other evidence.
当彼得跟约翰进到坟墓里面的时候。
When Peter and John went in the tomb.
他们发现耶稣裹头的那个裹头巾跟他身上穿的衣服都分开了。
They found that the linen wrapping for the head and the body are separated.
表示这个人已经脱去这个东西。
He already separated from the material.
他就离开那里。
He already left.
他就出去了。
Out.
他就是复活了。
Resurrected.
所以这边也讲到说，刚开始他们不太了解。
Here it says at first they weren't comprehending.
后来那个约翰也，他们现在有两个门，这个我把这个故事跟大家讲一下。
Here I'll explain the story.
就是非常爱耶稣的摩大拉玛利亚去看耶稣的坟墓。
The Mary who came to the tomb first.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brother and sisters，
我想问你们一个问题。
I want to ask you.
我知道这个问题非常的有争论性。
It's a debatable question.
我想问大家一个问题，就是根据。耶稣是福音的记载，你们觉得是姊妹比较爱主耶稣，还是弟兄比较爱主耶稣
？Based on Gospels, you think the sisters or the brothers who love the Lord more?
我的题目都还没讲完 ，Scott 就说弟兄。
I didn't even finish my question. Scott said it's the brothers who love Christ.
Scott, what's the evidence? Yes. Yeah, what is I go
evidence?
With the evidence.
They ran fast.
第一个去看主耶稣的是个姊妹。The
first one check out the tomb was a female.
弟兄姊妹们,
brother and sister.
莫大拉玛利亚, 天还没亮, 又到坟墓去看主耶稣坟墓, 这是不得了的事情。
Maria went there before dawn to check out the tomb.
你们多少姊妹会天还没亮, 黑黑就去看坟墓的?
How many of you sisters were before it's bright to go to a cemetery?
所以那个姊妹非常爱耶稣啊。
So Maria really loved the Lord.
其实Scott讲的也不错。
Yes, Scott was correct also.
因为那两个男的,他们不是不爱耶稣啊。
Those two men, they not that they don't love Jesus.
他们不太知道情况。
They just don't know what's happening.
他们一旦知道情况以后,
once they know what's going on,
他们是怎么走到坟墓的?
How did they get to the tomb?
他们用跑的。
They run.
谁跑得比较快?
Who run fast?
No, 约翰跑得快。
John ran fast.
你知道为什么吗?
Why?
因为他比较年轻。
Because he was younger.
约翰是所有门徒里面最年轻的。
John was one of the youngest of the disciples.
所以他跑得快。
So he ran fast.
所以Scott也对。
Scott was correct.
女人爱耶稣是一种方式。
The sisters love Jesus one way.
弟兄爱耶稣是另外一种方式。
Brothers love Jesus a different way.
所以这个爱耶稣的姊妹就去看, 哎呦,糟糕, 怎么坟墓是空的, 石头也离开了, 耶稣不在里面。
Where is Jesus?
她非常难过。
She was very sad.
她就去告诉彼得跟约翰。
Go tell Peter and John.
彼得约翰就用跑的,
so they ran.
也进去看,
and find out.
诶, 真的是没有在那里,
there's nothing there.
不但人不在那里,
not only the body's
gone. 而且他的头巾在一个地方, 他的尸体的在另外一边。
The linen are all separated in the tomb.
开始他们就不太知道是怎么回事。
So at first they didn't know what to think of it.
后来这边说约翰看见就信了。
So when John saw this, he believed.
因为他们还不明白圣经的意思，就是耶稣必须从死里复活。
But because they did not quite understand when Jesus told them that he will be resurrected.
这一段圣经是什么意思呢?
This scripture, what does it mean?
就他们两个到了坟墓里面，他们看东看西，在那边审查这一切的现象。
When John and Peter were there and observed the situation,
后来约翰就想起来。
Then John recalled.
耶稣跟他们说过这事。耶稣说人只要交在罪人的手里,
that the Son of Man will be handed over,
然后要受害,
be crucified,
然后3天后要复活,
3 days later will be resurrected.
那约翰就想一想,
so John recalled that.
那他现在不在这里,
and he's not here.
他一定是复活了。
So Jesus must be resurrected.
所以圣经上说他就信了。
So in the Bible it says John then he believed.
请问约翰看到耶稣复活的身体没有?
So did John observe the resurrected body of Christ?
看到没有?
Did he see it?
因为耶稣已经走了。
Because Jesus already left.
但是他就信了。
But he believed.
你们看过耶稣复活的身体吗?
Have you seen Jesus' resurrected body?
Kurt, have you seen? Alana, have you seen Jesus' resurrected body? How do you know he rose from the dead? Hey, you're just like Apostle John.
So we hear when we believe, not because we've seen it, but we're like Apostle John that we believe
what Jesus said.
他们相信耶稣复活了。这个很重要，对不对? This is very important.
God promised you something.
当神应许你一件事情,
God told you something.
神对你说的一件事,
but it have not been fulfilled.
可是还没有应许得到,
do you believe it?
你相信吗?
And John believed it.
约翰相信。
And later on,
等一下,
next time when I preach,
下次我讲到的时候,
Jesus appeared to them.
耶稣会对他们显现,
confirm his resurrection.
跟他们说我真的是复活了。或者你问到了, or you might say,
基督复活对我们有什么启示?
Jesus' resurrection, what does it mean to me?
第一个,
number one,
让我们相信耶稣基督是神的儿子。So
that we believe that he is the Son of God.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
一个人说他是神的儿子, 没有什么稀奇。
When someone said, I'm the Son of God, it's not strange.
在那个神经病院里面有上十个二十个人都说他们是神的儿子。
There are some lunatics that will claim that. fact.
No, in the mental house.
In the mental house.
They all say they are son of God or daughter of God or somebody. 一个人说他自己是神的儿子，没有什么了不起的。
When they say, I'm the son of God, that's nothing strange.
是什么事情来 back up 来支持他是神的儿子, 这是重要的。
But do they have anything to back up what they claim?
是不是这样子?
Is that right?
耶稣说他是神的儿子。
Jesus said he's the son of God.
他预言他要受害。
He already foretold that he will die.
他要被埋葬。
Buried.
第三天复活,
and resurrected in 3 days.
后来果然是这样成就,
and it happened just like he said.
这就不得了,
that's supernatural.
在这个人类的历史上,
in human history,
有不少的领袖都说他们将来要复活,
many leaders claim that they will resurrect.
但是都没有复活,
but we've never seen one.
都跳票,
they lied.
因为他们不会复活,
they would not.
因为人的生命的主权是在神的手里,
because life and death is in control by Almighty God.
所以耶稣从死里复活, 让我们能够相信他是神的儿子。
So Jesus' resurrection shows us that he is the Son of God.
请问这个重不重要?
Is this important?
如果他没有复活, 你今天坐在这边干嘛呢?
If he did not resurrect, it's useless that we sit here today.
我们通通去Disneyland玩一玩就好了。
We should go to Disneyland and have fun.
对不对? 在这边干什么呢? 因为他没有解决人真正的问题。
Because if he did not resurrect, he wouldn't have solved our human problem.
感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
基督从死里复活了。
Christ rise from the dead.
所以证实他是神的儿子。
So he proved himself that he's the Son of God.
第二个启示是,
Number two,
耶稣的复活使所有的基督徒不再受恐惧死亡的辖制。
The resurrection of Christ released all Christians from the fear of death.
你怕不怕死啊?
Are you afraid of dying?
你不要讲这个问题嘛。
You said this is not a good Chinese question.
那什么 Chinese? Not, it's universal questions. No Chinese. 你怎么随便 twist 我的 words? 每一个人都会惧怕死亡。
Everyone fear the event of death.
只是他不愿意讲而已。
But he might not want to talk about it.
我就告诉你一个秘密啊。
I'll tell you a secret.
你们没有发现很多的在台湾的那个楼房里面没有第四层, you know,
buildings, high rises and apartment buildings in Taiwan, there's no level four.
那个 common Bayside common 没有 number four.
The
building 没有 number four.
In a building they don't have level four.
No, they don't have building four.
They don't have building four.
Do you know why?
你知道为什么吗?
因为台湾话的死就是跟死是同样的音。
Because Taiwanese word for number four sounds just like the word death.
有一个日本人跟我讲，日本也没有第四层楼。
And same for the Japanese culture.
人很怕死啊。
People are afraid of death.
但是我们感谢主。
But we praise the Lord.
主耶稣从死里复活。
When Jesus rise from the death.
他解放我们。 Liberate us.
He liberate us from all the fear of death.
我们不再害怕死亡。
We will not be afraid of death.
在希伯来书第二章14节到15节。
In the book of Hebrew, chapter 2, 14 to 15.
袁山请你打出来。 希伯来书第二章14节到15节。 这边说, 儿女既同有血肉之体, 他也照样亲自成了血肉之体。 他要借着死败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼，并要释放那一生因怕死而为奴仆的。
Since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity, so that by his death he might destroy him who holds the power of death, that is the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death.
我们不再怕死了。
So we no longer fear death.
因为我们死了以后还会复活。
Because we will resurrect like Jesus.
因为那叫做永生。 Amen?
That's called eternal life.
你们有没有想过死亡的问题?
Have you thought about the question of death?
我虽然是牧师啊。
I'm a pastor.
神的仆人。
God's servant.
我真的不 enjoy memorial service.
I don't enjoy do a funeral service.
虽然是知道他是到天上去了,
even though I know he went to the Heavenly Father.
但是弟兄姊妹们,
but brothers and sisters,
一个真正的基督徒,
a true Christian,
他的安息礼拜,
his memorial service.
真的不一样。
It's different.
有些那些, 马马虎虎的基督徒,
There's a so-so Christian.
然后他的家里人也没有信主,
his family not really Christians.
最后那个棺材盖下去的时候,
so when they seal the coffin,
哎呀, 他们就哭的那个样子, 就好像一点指望都没有,
they cry their hearts out.
Have no hope.
没有指望。
然后, 最后要埋下去的时候,
and when they're going to bury underground,
我有一次, 主持一个安葬礼,
one time at a memorial service,
oh, burial service.
Burial service.
那个家庭的人太激动,
the loved ones were very emotional.
那个, 你们不知道, 那个墓穴很深很深,
you know, it's very deep to where to place the coffin.
他在旁边一直哭哭的那样子,
they cry so hard.
哎呀, 我就很紧张啊,
I was concerned.
我就把他抓得紧紧的,
I held them back.
我怕他待会摔下去,
or they would jump in the coffin.
牧师不好做啊,
yeah, it's not easy being a pastor.
你要知道怎么 rescue people.
You need to rescue them from jumping in.
特别是在 burial service.
Especially at a burial service.
因为很激动,
because they're very emotional.
但是弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
耶稣从死里复活,
when Jesus resurrected,
圣经这边讲,
the scripture said,
耶稣他也死了,
Jesus died.
仔细看刚才的经文, 他也死了,
he also died.
他就借着死败坏掌死权的魔鬼,
but through death, he destroyed the plan of the devil.
你知道今天魔鬼怎么样来让世界让人害怕吗?
You know how devil installed fear in people?
就是用死亡来控制人类,
by death.
你到任何的城市,
anywhere you go,
都有坟墓,
there's always cemetery.
是不是? 你们说是就说, 你们同意就说是, okay. Amen? 现在不要睡觉, 这是最重要的部分。
This is a very important point.
耶稣复活了, people
Jesus
say,
resurrected.
So what? 跟我有什么关系? 现在是跟你有关系的, this is related to you.
What is it to me, the resurrection?
他让你不再害怕死亡,
so you don't need to fear the death.
为什么不害怕死亡?
Why not?
因为他已经把死亡的权柄打破了,
because he already broken that authority.
耶稣也死了,
Jesus died.
他借着死,
through death,
然后他又复活,
resurrected.
他就证明一件事情,
he proved one thing.
死亡不是可怕的,
death is not fearful.
耶稣可以胜过死亡,
he overcome death.
所有在耶稣里面的人也可以胜过死亡,
in Christ will overcome death also.
Amen?
Amen?
这是为什么你不怕死?
That's why you don't need to fear death.
不是跟自己说不怕死, 不怕死,
not just kind of self-comforting.
然后又去照镜子,
and look at the mirror.
哎呀, 好多白头发,
I have white hair.
哎呀, 老了,
old.
把它拔掉,
I'm going to pull it off.
哎呀, 明天多三根出来,
oh, there's three more white hair come out.
白头发没有关系,
it's okay, gray hair.
外面老了,
outside is old.
里面越来越年轻,
you are renewed.
越来越有智慧,
inside.
Amen. 我们为什么不怕死呢?
Why are we not fearing death?
因为我们有永生啊,
because we have eternal life.
什么叫做永生呢?
What is eternal life?
永永远远,
forever and ever life.
Amen. 第三个, 耶稣复活的启示, 耶稣复活应许所有基督徒将要有荣耀复活的身体。
The resurrection of Christ promised all Christians will have glorious resurrected body.
你们这边有多少人常常运动的?
How many of you exercise a lot?
很注意你的身体。
You always pay attention to your health.
很怕会发胖。
You concern about your weight.
怎么都是姊妹举手?
How come it's all women?
我告诉你一个好消息,
I'll tell you a good news.
我每次在这个, 安葬礼的时候, 都讲这一段,
we talk about this at burial services.
通常都是姊妹非常的兴奋的反应,
there's always the sisters very excited about this passage.
在哥林多前书15章20到23节,
1 Corinthians 15, 20-23,
这边说, 但基督已经从死里复活, 成为睡了之人出手的果子,实际因一人而来,使人复活也因一人而来。在亚当里众人都死了,那样在基督里众人也都要复活,但个人要按着自己的次序复活,出手的果子是基督,以后在他来的时候是那属基督的。1
Corinthians 15:20-23. But Christ has indeed been raised from the death, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead comes also through a man. For as in Adam all died, so in Christ all will be made alive, but each in his own term. Christ, the first fruits, then, when he comes, those who belong to him.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
Brother and sisters,
这边告诉我们,
here it tells us,
基督从死里复活,
Christ rise from the dead.
所有属基督的也要从死里复活,
all those who belong to him will also rise again.
而且,
also,
在哥林多前书第15章42到44节, 请那个袁山打出来好吗? 我就不念了。
1 Corinthians 15, 42-44
将来你要一个非常荣耀的身体,
so it will be a glorious body.
是不朽坏的,
that will not perish.
是荣耀的,
glorious.
是强壮的,
strong.
是一个灵性的身体,
spiritual body.
请问好不好啊?
Is that great?
我想也不需要吃饭。
You probably don't need to eat.
我常常在想不要吃饭真的很省很多事。
If you don't have to eat, you save lots of time.
是不是? 第一个你就不需要工作了嘛。
Then you don't need to go to work.
所以神给我们将来是一个荣耀的身体。
So God will give us a glorious body.
因为主耶稣复活以后有一个荣耀的身体。
Because Jesus had a glorious body.
我是想问大家一个问题。
I want to ask you a question.
我看到你们听到我讲一个荣耀身体，那个表情好像都是无所谓那种。
Are you excited about the glorious body?
啊？ 这边有两个姊妹很有智慧，她说不知道看起来什么样子。
Not excited because they don't know what it looked like, how to relate.
我答应你们。
I promise you.
我会开始研究这个。
I will do a research on this.
然后我会照一张相。
And I'll take a picture.
我看到那荣耀身体，我照来，下次放给你们看。
When I find a glorious body, I'll show you the picture.
我可以从世界上的方法来讲。
I can go through the world's way.
就是你在20几岁的时候。
You look like you're in your 20s.
非常的健康，一点都不胖，头发都是浓密的。那个是。That
you're in your 20s, tall and handsome, and no gray hair.
非常谢谢他，我怕大家都要睡觉了。Thanks
to Scott.
这是荣耀的身体过了20年以后变这个样子。
But what he's shown is 20 years after the glorious body.
我以这个年纪已经不得了了。
Yours pretty good. Good age.
感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters.
我知道这个听起来有点抽象。
This is kind of philosophical.
你再想一想。
If you think about it.
荣耀的身体,
glorious body.
就是所有那个要替人家整容啊整形的那医院里面所打出来的比那个再好1000倍。
And it's all those makeover and 1000 times better than that.
Cosmetic surgery, all those models, the glorious body is like better than that 1000 times. Also it's free.
而且是免费的,
it's forever and ever.
永永远远。
How much God loves us, amen?
神多爱我们啊,
because Jesus has first
因为耶稣是第一位,
raised from the dead,
从死里复活,
have a glorious body,
有了荣耀的生命,
so with those who believe in him,
所以我们信靠他的人,
that's you and me,
你跟我,
I know
why you're not that excited,
我告诉你真正的原因,
the real reason,
因为我也不兴奋,
I'm not that excited.
因为我也不太知道这个是怎么个荣耀法。
Because I'm not sure what glorious is defined.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brother and sister,
我们需要神启示我们。
We need God's revelation.
因为我们在世界上的生活太多要求，太多压力了。
We have lots of burden and expectations in this life.
我们说铁牧师啊,
so Pastor Tian,
我在世界上如果有点荣耀都不错了。
If I have a little bit of glory on planet Earth,
你跟我讲了将来荣耀的身体。
You talking about future glory?
弟兄姊妹们,
Brother and sister,
请你们不要看圣经。
So stop looking at the scripture.
看我,
now. Look at me.
不是我好看,
not that I'm handsome.
我要你专注。
I want you to focus.
想一想你的人生,
think about your life.
有多少是永恒的事情?
How many things are related to eternal value?
听到牧师讲, 如果你刚才都在睡觉,
if you were taking a nap earlier,
all the way,
现,
现在是要醒来的时候,
we need to be awakened now.
听我讲,
listen,
你想想你这个一生过到现在,
Think about your life till today.
你多少是有这种永恒的观点?
How many things are of eternal value?
耶稣从死里复活,
Jesus rise from the death.
挑战我们一件事情,
challenge us one thing.
讲到永生的事情,
about eternal.
讲到永恒的事情,
about eternity.
世界上是很快就过去了,
this life passed away fast.
几年前也是像刚才那个Scott出来要表示20岁的那种 glorious body.
A couple of years ago, I was like Scott standing out here.
很多人那个GCQ的这个 alumni, 他们在别的地方见到说，哎呦，田牧师你怎么一点都没有变呢？
Some old timers they see me again, they say, "Oh, Pastor Joseph, you haven't changed a bit."
他说你看起来都没有白头发。
You don't have any gray hair.
我说你就错了。
Oh, you're wrong.
我的白头发都在边上。
My white hair is on one side.
No, on the side. 从正面看不出来。
Oh, on the side.
It's all here. 我一去理发的时候,
so when I go to the saloon,
the bar, 那个,
barber shop,
我不会去 saloon.
Excuse me.
我没有那么多钱。
Salon.
那个理发师就说, 哎呀, 田牧师啊, 你怎么白头发都藏在边上?
The hairdresser said, yeah, your white hair is on the side only.
说感谢主, 还好在,
praise the Lord.
但是这个不是很重要,
this is not important.
要白了,
it's going to be white, it will be white.
你把它染了以后还会白,
if you color it the same.
最重要的是你为谁而活,
the most important is who do you live this life for?
你将来要去哪里?
Where are you going after Amen? This life?
Amen. 我们应该为基督而活,
we live for Jesus.
越来越像他,
more and more like him.
我们需要好好的分享神的爱,
we share God's love.
我们需要好好的爱惜我们的时间,
we take care of our time.
你将来会有荣耀的身体,
you have a glorious body.
Amen. 感谢赞美主,
praise the Lord.
我们现在领圣餐,
we're going to have communion.
这个圣餐就好像一个保证,
it's guarantee.
我们将来会有荣耀的身体,
that we have a glorious body.
因为主耶稣为我们死了,
because Jesus died for us.
而且为我们又复活了,
and resurrected for us.
而且主耶稣要回来,
and Jesus will come again.
你们多少人知道主耶稣要回来啊?
How many of you expecting Jesus coming back?
你希不希望他回来啊?
Do you want him to be back?
我觉得奥克兰很需要主耶稣快点来啊。
I think Oakland needs Jesus coming very soon.
我们整个Bay Area都很需要主耶稣回来。 那我们现在领受圣餐,
we're going to receive the communion.
圣餐是主耶稣在最后的晚餐所设立的。
During the Last Supper, Jesus established this.
主耶稣非常爱我们。
Jesus loves us.
他爱我们到一个地步。
To a point.
他为我们死在十字架上。
Die for us.
上个礼拜天我们都讲这样的信息。
Last week we talked about a message like this.
About 主耶稣为你我死在十字架上。
How Jesus died on the cross.
师母在英文部讲。
Marlene preached the same message last week at the English congregation.
我在中文部讲,
I preach it here in Mandarin.
主耶稣爱我们多少?
Jesus, how much he loves us.
他为我们死在十字架上,
he died for us.
为我们流血,
he bled for
为我们受苦,
us. He suffered for us.
因他所受的鞭伤,
through his stripes,
我们可以得医治,
we're healed.
感谢赞美主,
praise the Lord.
我们邀请所有的 所有的人受洗归入神的教会,
we'd like to invite those who have received Jesus and baptized,
到前面来拿着饼跟这个杯,
and you're going to find one single file to receive the
我们从最后一排开始,
bread and the cup,
好吗?
From the last row,
拿了以后就回到你位置上站在那儿, 好吗?
And then once you bring the bread and a cup, just remain back to your seat standing.
你拿到这饼跟这杯的时候，你就为这根饼跟杯向神感谢，好吗？
While you're holding the bread and the cup, you give thanks to the Lord.
也为在神面前，如果你有得罪人、得罪神的地方，求神宝血来洁净你。
And you think about what sin you have committed to God or to people, you pray to God to forgive you.
Brothers
and sisters, we thank the Lord.
Jesus
resurrected from death.
We
thank Him that He loves us.
We will
resurrect like Him. Have a new glorious body. We receive the bread with a thankful heart. Represent God's body.
He
sacrificed for us. Let's have it together. Brothers and sisters, this cup represents Jesus' blood that shed for us. Because through His blood, our sins are washed away. Praise the Lord. Let's receive it with a grateful heart. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you that you resurrected from death. So we can have eternal hope. We're not afraid of death. We have eternal hope.
We
will have a glorious body.
We want
to live for you.
Pray
in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们聚会到此结束。
We conclude our service today.
我们下面有那个洗礼的rehearsal.
And we have a baptismal rehearsal after church.
那些受洗的人到前面来，
坐在前面第一排。For those who are going to baptize, come sit on the first row for rehearsal.